The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 320.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the face and the brain behind the brand MyHabFit, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jean Tan. Jean, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hello, Sheena. Thanks for inviting me to this interview. My name is Jean Tan, and I'm currently in my mid-30s now. I am a founder, entrepreneur, currently setting up a hair and beauty booking platform for the Southeast Asian market, and it's called MyHabFit. Education-wise, I graduated from London College of Fashion, majoring in fashion business.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jean, what's your cultural background? Awesome.
I'm Singaporean Chinese. I've studied and worked in London for 6 years, and previously I have also lived in several cities as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would be, "To define oneself is to limit oneself," and that's by Oscar Wilde. Why this quote is because I believe that there are endless opportunities in life, and to feel better about yourself only serves to hinder you from exploring those opportunities. Just don't accept limitations on what you can achieve.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I totally agree with that, especially growing up as an Asian woman, we're always feeling bad about ourselves for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we learn to just let go of that and just realize, like, you know, there's endless possibilities out there, we can start living life according to our terms instead of, you know, what society tells us to do. So I really like that quote and what you mentioned about it. And, you know, what's your definition of self-confidence?
Really, it's really about feeling good about yourself and having the ability to empower yourself. You are centered, you are composed, you are grounded in all sorts of situations.
That's a great definition, and I love that part you said, the ability to empower yourself, because I think it's really important. You know, it's great to surround yourselves with great people, but sometimes you're going to have days where you're going to have to push yourself, right, to motivate yourself,
yes,
to empower yourself to do the things that you want. So, you know, and that's what confidence is. Just sometimes you have to do it yourself, so which is great, and thanks for sharing that
yes.
definition. And Jean, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Actually, I have always been a go-getter in matters that I care about. However, there were two major crises. First one was that during my childhood years, I was being named as ugly duckling. So it wasn't really very pleasant. I have to go through it. And as I grow up, I try to fight this bad name off by learning how to look pretty. But self-esteem remained really low as I was dismissing compliments from friends and I was envious of others. Well, in contrary, I adopted this fake confident approach, which was really just pure arrogance. So this eventually led to another major crisis in my late 20s, which is both my career and personal life went into chaos, or everything in one swoop. So it resulted in a lot of self-blaming and self-criticism that I should not behave this way, that I'm ugly, that I'm not good enough. I also resent people easily. My thoughts were also constantly pivoting and were very, very negative. So it was basically a very self-sabotaging experience for many years. Yeah, that's how it was like.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something our listeners can relate to, right? You know, we're so good at self-sabotaging, punishing ourselves,
yeah,
self-shaming, that, you know, we forget to see the good in ourselves, right? And what was that point in your life when you realized that, you know, you were more than enough, you were confident enough to go out there and live the life that you have today?
There's a saying that says, when you hit your rock bottom, the only way is up. I had to get out of the hole. That's my moment.
It's great that, you know, you're able to get back up when you hit rock bottom, because there's a lot of people out there who feel like when they hit rock bottom, that's it, right? And I always say, you know, once you go down, there's no other way than to go up. And, you know, we have it in ourselves to go out there and just pick ourselves back up and keep going. And, you know, because of that realization that you had, what's your life been like now?
My life, relationships with my friends and family was a lot more positive. I also have started to have mentors in my life who are sounding boards to the problems I faced. So they help me to think more positively and progress through life more smoothly. I have also started to engage in competitive team sports such as Dragon Boat to keep motivation level high. My most notable sports achievement was the number 8 placing in the World Championship with the German Dragon Boat Team Singapore crew. So it was pretty exciting.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And I'm pretty sure, you know, congrats on winning, you know, 8th place on Dragon Boat, because I know that's not an easy sport to be in, you know, just all that arm work. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
It helps a lot when you have mentors to guide you through life, especially when you are at your lowest point or when you're stuck in a rut. Also, use criticism from the public as fuel to improve yourself. And likewise, don't forget to forgive yourself when things do not turn out well, because adversity is part of life. You can't control what life has got to offer you.
Those are some great tips, and I love that what you mentioned, forgive yourself when things don't turn out well, because, you know, we're so prone to like having the set expectation, and when we don't see that, you know, set expectation, we tend to, you know, just pretty much punish ourselves like there's no tomorrow. You know, we follow like this rigid path, not knowing there's more than one path that you can, you know, you can go to live the life that you want, and just realize like when we just let go of those, you know, it's just we just have that lighter feeling, we can keep going. So thanks for sharing that. And Jean, if our listeners wanted to connect with you or get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
My mobile application will be available on Android and iOS. And the link that you can go to is www.myheadfit.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jean, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Jean's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Jean for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have a good day ahead.
Thank you. And once again, you know, it was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.